All right, this is High Plains Morning, and as you know how we do, we are live in the studio right now with the Rocky Horror Show. There's a production going on in Amarillo, R&R Bar. R&R Entertainment is putting on a live production of Rocky Horror Show, and I've got the troupe in here. So, hey, Halloween's tomorrow. We're celebrating. I want to thank you all for coming in here. I know this has got to be a hectic week for you. So welcome to High Plains Morning.
Thank you so much
for having us.
All right. Well, I want to hear, let's go ahead, everybody introduce who we got here.
I'm Kayla Fuller, and I'm playing Riff Raff. And if you hear a little warbling in the background, that is my two-year-old, Jeremy.
I'm Jesse Neal. I'm playing Janet Weiss.
I'm Jackie Lynn Goyer, and I'm playing Dr. Frankenfurter.
And I'm Ruth Ellen Lynch, and I'm playing Dr. Scott.
So we have four folks in here and a little one. And seriously, I'm very excited. Thank you so much for bringing your son. We don't get enough toddlers. And he's completely entertained with a bag of puffy air from a package that we received with CDs in it. So yes. Welcome to High Plains Morning. I want to hear a little bit about your production. You had your opening night on Saturday.
Yes, it was absolutely amazing. The energy was high. We actually sold that production out several days before we had Saturday night come up. So getting anticipation for that was very high, and it paid off.
So you said it wrong. It's anticipation.
That's a Rocky Horror joke if you are not. For those of you out there that don't know.
Sorry.
And there is a term for people who don't know and never have been aware of Rocky Horror. They're called Rocky Horror
Virgins.
Okay, so I know there might be a few people across the High Plains who maybe have not seen the film or the stage production. So someone give us a little setup of what exactly we're dealing with in this production, what people who haven't been and are curious might see at the production.
Okay, so this show, you have Brad and Janet Weiss. They're two young, healthy, ordinary teenagers, as you learn at the beginning of the show. They are very virginal and innocent, and they come across this castle, and when they get there, it is a bunch of aliens who are very strange. They come to find out they're very sexual, and so you kind of don't know what to expect, especially with Dr. Frankenfurter. I imagine our Tuesday night show for Halloween is probably going to be a little different than opening night. Each show is going to be different. You never know what you're going to get with Frank.
Well, I know the film score, it's like very rock and glam. It's really a great music score. So I'm glad you guys are in here today to do a performance for us.
Well, thank you. We're super excited to be here. Always like to get the fact that we do art in Amarillo out there and let people know that you're not going to see things like what we do anywhere else. So come and see all the things.
And so just for those who are in the Amarillo area, R&R Bar is on Georgia, right near 6th Street.
701 South Georgia. Yes, ma'am.
And we have a show on Tuesday, and then there's also a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then that's it.
Yes, ma'am. Yep. Yes, ma'am. And another thing that's actually traditional with Rocky Horror Show is prop bags. So we are excited to introduce our prop bag Friday night. We are having that where those will be available for $3 or $4. I don't remember exact what the price was, but it was less than $5. I do remember that. It was less than $5. And you get to come in and participate even more with the show as an audience member. There will be things to eat and drink and throw.
The show itself, Rocky Horror in general, is very immersive. We are taking it a step further as being completely immersive. Just to give you kind of an understanding, the audience is literally an inch away from the actors at almost any point in time, but anywhere between 1 inch to 6 inches away from any actor.
I think this might be instilling anxiety in those of us who might have seen the Blue Man Group and constantly looking over your shoulder for when they're going to drag you on the stage. But the back room is actually a pretty cozy little space. So
it is. It's all been painted black several years ago to turn it into a black box theater type space. And so we've been able to move platforms around and all different types of things to give us different staging. With this show, we're actually doing a different type of staging, which is runway staging. I think this is the first time that we've done a show in runway stage and back room.
Yeah, I think so.
Other than burlesque style shows. So that's what we were bringing here was our burlesque themes into our stage play. And so, yes, straight, all down, audience on both sides, you're going to see it all.
Wonderful.
Think of it as in-your-face entertainment.
Excellent.
Well, that's what it is. It's Rocky Horror live and in your face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I think we need to hear a song. Ooh. Which one are we going to do first?
Oh, let's do There's a Light.
All right. And now this one, give us a little setup of what's happening in the show during this song.
Go for it, Janet.
All right, so this is Brad and Janet. They are traveling to go see their friend Dr. Scott during a thunderstorm. They have a blowout in their tire, and they are now trying to walk in the rain in a thunderstorm to find somebody to help them.
All right, here's Over at the Frankenstein Place on High Plains Morning.
In the velvet darkness of the blackest night, burning bright, there's a guiding star. No matter what or who you are, there's a light.
Over at the Frankenstein place,
there's a light. There's a light, light in the darkness of everybody's life.
I can see the flag fly, I can see the rain just the same. There has got to be something better here for you and me.
There's a light
over at the Frankenstein place.
There's a light
burning in the fireplace.
Slow, let the sun and light come streaming into my life, into my life.
There's a light over at the Frankenstein place. Burning in the fireplace.
There's a light, light in the darkness of everybody's life.
All right, that was R&R Entertainment doing their Rocky Horror show over at the Frankenstein Place. And having the little, I don't know, I think we're going to have to hire adorable children to make cute sounds in the backgrounds of songs. Now, tell me a little bit about how each of you got involved with R&R.
I actually came into, long ago, it was in 2010. It was back when the group was called Avenue 10. I guess the actual show was in 2008. It was a production of Rocky Horror, and that's what made me want to do theater. So a couple years later in 2010, they were doing the production, and I auditioned for it, and then the rest is history. So that's how I got involved with it, was by seeing a production of Rocky.
I went to Amarillo College for theater and studied there for a year, and through that made some connections also with people involved in Avenue 10. So through that and through the burlesque community that is in town, I found out about auditions for this show, and this is actually the first stage play that I'm doing since my Amarillo College days. So, yeah, that's how I got here.
Well, that's exciting. What about you, Ruth?
Well, I've been working with this group since about 2008 when we did the first Rocky. So, it's been a lot of fun. Every now and then I'll dip my toe in and get involved, get back up on stage. So, and I love working with the people. We've really bonded together, and it's just a fun group to work with.
I think this is going to be great. It sounds like you guys are already selling out like crazy, and this is going to be a really fun run. I think we need to hear one more song before I let you go, and the little one's kind of running out of steam for you. What do we want to do the one?
The Time Warp, of course.
Yeah, definitely.
Now this is probably the song most people know if they've heard of this, wouldn't you say?
Oh. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
People that haven't seen the show know the Time Warp.
Thanks so much to R&R Entertainment. Rocky Horror Show is going to be playing Tuesday night. That's Halloween night, getting really close to selling out. And then we've got Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 10 o'clock.
All at 10.
All at 10. And I'll go ahead and post some information so folks can find that if they need it. All right, well, here we go. Time Warp on High Plains Morning. And thank you all for being in here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely, not for very much longer. I've got to keep control. I remember during the time warp, drinking those moments when
let's do the time warp again.
Jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
Put your hands on your hips.
Bring your knees in tight. But it's a pelvic thrust that really drives you insane.
Say, ay, ay, ay.
Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
So dreamy, all fantasy free me, so you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention, well secluded, I see all. With a bit of a mind flip, you're into the time slip. And nothing can ever be the same. You're spaced out on sensation, like you're under sedation.
Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.